98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now, live in the studio, is the one and only Tony Trischka, who we just heard with Billy Strings. Some little kid he found playing guitar somewhere on the street and said, "Do you want to join me and play on this record?" And, well, Billy did a great job. And, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. It's so great to have you here.
Always a pleasure. It seems just like yesterday, even though it was 5 or 6 years ago.
It seems that way. It seems like, well, when you and I get together, at least, it seems like we didn't skip a beat. Time may fly by, but it's like I saw you yesterday, and you're looking beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No one can see the actual me, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling the folks. I'm painting a picture of what's going on here in the studio. And you have your beautiful banjo, which I've seen you play before live, and it's your favorite one that you took out of the house today.
Mm-hmm.
And it has glowing green inlays in it. What is the inlay?
It's called Dichrolam. It's This is my Deering signature model. Golden and clipper, and I thought it would just have regular kind of pearl inlays. And as I was leaving the factory, they said, or you could have this, and they held up a square of this material called Dichrolam, which is kind of psychedelic. And anyway.
It is. It looks like it glows.
It kind of
does. Looks like kryptonite. But that's why, you know, Superman can get away with playing with kryptonite, and you are a super player. You've done so much in your career so far, and you're not done, and we love that.
No, I'm still cranking along here. This new album I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it's called Earl Jam, and we just heard the opening track with Billy Strings. And how long have you known Billy?
Boy, probably, we were just talking about that time flies, and it's hard to say, is a year ago, 5 years ago? It's probably just pre-pandemic. I played a festival that he was on, and that's the first time I met him. But I've sat in with him a couple of times at the Capitol Theater just north of the city. And when it came time to do this album, the album is based on jam sessions between Earl Scruggs and John Hartford. Mm. I got a hold of a thumb drive of over 200 tunes.
Wow.
Of them playing tunes sort of between the mid-80s and the mid-90s.
Now, are these like actual recordings or recordings of them just hanging out in a room and somebody hit record?
Well, apparently Earl was sort of off the scene in the, you know, kind of mid to later 80s, and John Hartford, as I understand it, wanted to keep his chops up, keep Earl's chops up, and said, "Hey, Earl, let's jam." And so over however many years, I've heard about 10 years, it could be less, more, but in that neighborhood, so let's just get together and jam. And he'd go over to Earl's house, and John would put out a cassette machine, a funky little cassette machine, and record just about every tune.
Wow.
And you can hear Sam Bush on there sometimes, Del McCurry, Mac Wiseman, so on and so forth. Tony Rice is on some of it. A lot of tunes we never heard Earl play before, and tunes that he did play before. He's doing some really interesting things. And rather than only being able to play one or two solos in a tune, he'll just do two or three times through the form, because it's just a jam session. And a lot of it is just him and John. So I base this new album on some of those jams. I recorded 25 songs. There are 15 on here. Molly Tuttle's on there. Vince Gill's on there. Bela Fleck, Sam, but you know, all the fine folks. Sierra Farrell's on a couple of cuts.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. And then every note that I play in my solos is based note for note on. I play it note for note the way Earl played it in these jam sessions. I transcribed what he played. So it's a tribute to Earl Scruggs.
That probably was not easy.
It wasn't. Everyone else gets to just play what they play. I had to look at this banjo tablature and play it note for note. It was a struggle. People have no idea how much I struggle. Well,
that's why I'm bringing it to their attention.
Thank you. Thank you. I want all the pity I can get. But it worked out.
Well, Earl had an incredible way of playing the banjo, which was unique. And he pretty much inspired musicians. Was he an inspiration to you?
I wouldn't exist without Earl Scruggs, and that's almost, well, not, he's not my father, but, you know, I wouldn't be married to the woman I'm married to. I wouldn't have the kids. My life would have gone in such a different direction. He had a profound effect on my life.
Really?
Yeah.
And it came down to relationships?
Oh, yeah.
You feel that played a part?
Well, no, just my life would have gone in a whole other, I'd be selling shoes or something. Who knows? So, though I have a reputation as being a little more progressive, even the progressive music I've played is coming out of Earl Scruggs on some level. Hmm. And he never wanted to stand still. I could get into much more detail here, but I won't. Huh. But he had a quote that was, you can't encore the past. If I see a bright light shining out there, I move toward it, which I think is incredible. And he just wasn't going to stand still. Mm. Like in the early 70s, he joined his sons. He'd broken up with Lester Flatt, and his sons were practicing. They were just jamming in the garage. Huh. It was a garage band. And he told me this. He said, yeah, I just asked him, hey, can I join you guys? And that became the Earl Scruggs Review.
Wow.
And he put out they did a film on him. I think it was Earl Scruggs and Friends. And he plays with Bob Dylan, Joan Baez,
wow,
the Byrds. And then Ravi Shankar was coming to town. So they couldn't get a film crew, but he jammed with Ravi Shankar.
Wow.
And after they jammed, Earl said, well, what would you like to have for lunch? And Ravi said, how about Kentucky Fried Chicken? And they got some tubs of wings and slaw and whatever they had, but yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah. I had a friend who came over from India, and first thing he wanted to do was get a slice of pizza. Like
there you
landed
go.
At JFK and was like, first place, pizza.
It's all about the food. It's all about the food.
Nothing else mattered.
I
just
know.
Get me something hot and gooey.
Yeah, I was visiting Earl one time, and I wanted to get some barbecue. I was in Nashville visiting him, and I said, can you suggest a good barbecue place? And he said, such and such a place. And I went there. I was disappointed.
Huh.
So Earl had a profound effect on my life, but not on my culinary habits, I guess.
So was it not your style of barbecue? Like, was it wet or was it dry?
It's a little hard to remember. It was about 25 years ago, but it wasn't my favorite anyway. I'm sorry, Earl.
All right. So Earl Jam, the title of the record, a very cool a tribute to Pearl Jam as well.
Well, there are no Pearl Jam tunes on there. Eddie Vedder had nothing to do with us, although he plays the ukulele. Ukulele.
Well, nothing would give me greater pleasure than at this moment in time to hear you play the banjo.
Okay, I'll play this banjo that happens to be sitting right here.
Ah,
and
perfectly.
These are a couple of tunes that I wrote, one of which I wrote, I don't know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and the other goes back a little bit longer than that. So,
what are the names?
They don't have names
okay.
yet. They're untitled.
All right. I'll come up with some while
okay.
you play.
Rick's Soiree. How about that?
Love it. Thank you. Yeah. All right. You want to hear my title?
Go.
Moonrise over the Hudson.
I'll take that. I love the Hudson River.
Me too. That's what I was thinking of for some reason with the playing, the picking, and the finger picking. I don't know. For some reason, I thought of crossing the bridge and seeing the Hudson as I'm going over it.
That's a beautiful bridge, and can't help but think about Pete Seeger when you talk about the Hudson. So
yeah, yeah. And sunrise always gets a lot of action, but moonrise is such an incredible event and never really gets celebrated as much as a sunrise.
You're right. You're right.
Well, there you go. Moonrise Over the Hudson by Tony Trischka live on KZE. Tony, when you compose a song, and as somebody who loves to listen, well, how do you know from one song to another? I mean, they sound beautiful, but can you remember, like, this song is so different from this song because of the finger picking, the way you're playing it, you know, throughout history, too, with reels and everything that you've learned and known till now. How are you able to identify one song from another?
That's a really good question. I have no idea. And, no, it's funny. Sometimes I'll be doing, especially when I do a solo show, and I do all sorts of different music, yeah. And I'll sometimes be in the middle of some tune and think, how do I know how to play this? You know, there's muscle memory. That's part of it.
Huh.
And, yeah.
Do you ever, and I'm asking this seriously, but and I mean this, in the middle of a tune, when, you know, you've gone past the words, let's say you're playing the midsection and you're taking a solo, fiddle takes a solo, guitar takes a solo, comes back to you, and then you start wailing away. Do you ever get the what song is this? Where am I? am I in the middle of this song or that song? And well, they have both the same chord in it.
Right. Well, so much of bluegrass has just three chords, but you know, I've been listening to this music since 1963 when I first started getting into the banjo. So, you know, I had them pretty well straight in my mind. Especially these days, I'm doing a show called Earl Jam, mm-hmm. and with various personnel. But I just did it with Dudley Cannell from the Seldom Scene and the Johnson Mountain mm-hmm. Boys, and Michael Daves is my regular, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's a tribute to Earl Scruggs. The first half of it is an overview of their career, as much as it can fit into, you know, 50 minutes or an hour. And we do Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms and Foggy Mountain Breakdown and Salty Dog and tunes like that. And the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, the Ballad of Jed Clampett. I do know those songs pretty well after all these years. And then the second half,
do you have to know the Ballad of Jed Clampett if you play the banjo?
Well, that or... I won't go through the whole thing, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
And there's a fourth first, little known fact, there's a fourth first to the Jed Clampett theme. And people should look it up on their, you know, they should Google it. It's really not very good.
That's is it dark or is it bad?
No, it talks about Mr. Drysdale, the banker, hedge funds, and things like that.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the obscure fourth verse.
Well, you are going to be at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival with Earl Jam.
With Earl Jam, yep.
Now, you're not going to be alone on the stage. Are you going to have like a plethora of amazing friends?
Well, Michael Daves, this incredible singer and guitar player from Brooklyn and now Adams, Massachusetts, will be on guitar. And Jared Engel on bass, great, great bass player from Brooklyn. And Brittany Haas, one of my all-time favorite fiddlers, will be playing fiddle with us.
That's awesome.
And what we like to do, and happens often if there are other folks that we know on the show, you know, be it a festival or if there's another act on the bill, whatever, we have them sit in with us. So it is actually a jam. It's based on these jam sessions with Earl Scruggs and John Hartford. But we like to have our friends just join us on stage for a tune or two also.
Mm. Well, I can't wait. And the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival is an amazing place. I've seen you there before. You do little workshops, you play on the big stage, you spectate and enjoy the other musicians playing their shows, and there's nothing more than something special when you see Tony Trischka live. So Tony, you, besides Grey Fox, I see you have a date at Joe's Pub and you're doing Earl Jam as well.
Yep, thanks for mentioning that. That's June 13th, right after the album comes out. It's an album release party, and not party so much as a show. But
New York City has a bunch of pickers playing around.
Yeah, well, it's Michael Daves again, Jared Engel, but we're going to have Alex Hargraves on fiddle, and he lives in Brooklyn, and he used to be somewhat available on a somewhat regular basis, but now he's playing with Billy's Strings, and Billy just stole him away from us, and Billy's on the road all the time, so I'll call up Alex, hey, are you free on this date? No, sorry, I'm with Billy for the next 6 months, that sort of thing, but he happens to be free for that. We're going to do a little run. So,
well, Tony, I got to see on my small TV one night, and this was in between the time you were here and this time being here. It was Bela Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart, live at the Ryman.
Right.
And there was an incredible amount of talent on the stage, and it was so charming to me. Like, I knew the event happened, and then miraculously, to my enjoyment, it was on YouTube the next day in a multi-camera shoot. I had it on nonstop for 3 days in a row. I mean, I just had it on loop, and it was through speakers in my house.
Right.
And even if I wasn't looking at it, it was still playing. It was incredible. And it was such a great feeling in my heart every time Bela brought you out on the stage. And at one point in one of the incredible instrumental pieces, you take a solo, and it was just so amazing to see Bela, Billy Strings, Molly Tuttle, just staring at your fingers and smiling from ear to ear as you lit them up with your playing. And, well, you've taught so many people, you've inspired so many musicians, and you've got to play with so many. Who among these are your favorites?
All of those ones you just mentioned. They're too many to mention. Yeah, I mean, Bela and I go all the way back to the time he was 16 years old and he came for lessons and that sort of thing.
And in case folks don't know, Tony Trischka is credited and responsible for teaching him some of those hot licks that he knows.
A few. He came up with a plethora of many, 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 many others since then.
But, like when you were given lessons to Bela, did he ever teach the teacher, like some Zen kind of thing came back and he's like, well, Tony, look at this.
Yeah, you know, over time, in other words, he'd already taken some banjo lessons from other folks in New York, but my first album, Bluegrass Light, had just come out, and he somehow got a hold of that and was interested in learning some of these tunes. So he asked his banjo teacher, Mark Horowitz, a New Yorker, if he could learn them and show them to Bela. And so Mark struggled to learn these weird tunes that I wrote. And after a couple of lessons, said, why don't you take lessons from Tony? He lives up in the Bronx next to Yankee Stadium. And so the 16-year-old kid came up there, and I showed him some of those tunes. And he would ask me to play some traditional tune like Little Maggie. And then go through it for like 2 or 3 minutes, just play it over and over again. And he would record it and come back the next week having every note totally down and in his fingers. So, you know, right off the bat, it was pretty clear that this kid was going to go somewhere. And he has, to say the least.
Yeah. So to come full circle and to invite you out on the stage of this incredible album that he recorded, you're on it, and put out. But then to celebrate the release and have all these folks on stage, what was your experience? Because from me seeing it, every time I saw you, I smiled ear to ear. What was your feeling being on the stage with these folks?
It was just wonderful because I know just about all of them through all these years, some younger, some older. It was really incredible. Needless to say, it's the Ryman Auditorium. And it's interesting because the next day we played Carnegie Hall, and we were supposed to do the Ryman on Thursday, but there was a big snowstorm. I think I have this right, but there was a snowstorm and they had to cancel the show and move it off to the next day, which happened to be the day before Carnegie Hall, because, you know, we were supposed to fly up the day early so there'd be no trouble with transportation. So we had to catch a 6:30 a.m. flight to get to New York, to get to Carnegie, and then, you know, we all slept for a few hours in the hotel and then went out there. And that was another incredible experience, just standing on the stage of Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
And it's Bela, it's his show there. In fact, he's going to be there, I think, this coming month, like in a week or two.
Yeah,
doing his Gershwin thing.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, that's cool. He's coming up here, and he's going to be at UPAC with the Zakir Hussain.
Right. He just does so many different things. It's ridiculous. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Tony, it was an incredible experience to see you. And unfortunately, like 3 days later, I went to go put it on loop again and play it forever all day. It was gone, and said, "This video is no longer available in your country, pal."
Huh.
So
you can see it in Tierra del Fuego, I understand.
Yeah, it's big in France too.
But I think it streams on one of the streamers, I think. So
yeah, maybe you have to subscribe and get it that way. Yeah. But I'll find it again.
It's out there somewhere.
It's amazing. And well, thanks for coming, and we look forward to the release of Earl Jam, which is coming out on June 7th, and it features, well, some of the folks we just mentioned, Molly and Billy and Sammy and a whole bunch more. Vince Gill is on there.
Yep.
Wailing away.
Yeah.
So nothing but the best with the new album. And thanks for being here way early than its release. And there's nothing better than having Tony Trischka here live at 98.1 KZE. You want to play a little tune before you go again?
Okay, I'll do a little bit of Cripple Creek, kind of the way Earl played it in one of these jams.
Okay.
Move this mic.
And is this like the transcribed?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Pretty close. All almost right. Note for note.
I would never know which note isn't there.
I won't tell either. But yeah, this is pretty much note for note the way Earl played it in this jam session.
So be on the lookout for Earl Jam, new record from Tony Trischka, featuring a whole bunch of very talented guests. Also, see Tony at Joe's Pub. Check out Tony live tonight. He's going to sit in with Bruce Molsky for a little bit at the Town Crier in Beacon, right? And here is what his banjo is going to sound like right now. Tony Trischka live on 98.1 KZE. Thank you for being here, Tony.
Thank you, Rick. Always a pleasure.
Let's hear that banjo. Little Diddy, that was one. Tony Trischka live on 98.1 KZE. What a great way to start my weekend, Tony. Thanks for being here. And, well, everything's going to be golden from here on. And all the best to you. Safe ride back. And thanks for joining us here at 98.1 KZE. June 7th, Earl Jam hits the shelves, so be on the lookout. And a bunch of dates with Tony coming up in some months that start with J. So don't miss him live and get the new album. It's 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these important messages.